Dialogue session number 16700, reel 1.
Mr. Smith, reel 1. Where were you born, please?
In Birkenhead.
Which year was this?
1919.
Did you go to school in Birkenhead?
Yes.
How old were you when you left the school?
Well, I'd have to get... It must have been... I was 19 when I went away, and that was 39. So it would be 35, wouldn't it? I left school. Would it?
Did you go into Campbell Laird's on leaving school?
Yes.
What kind of a job were you doing in Campbell Laird's?
Well, I served my time in Laird's.
What did the job involve?
Sheet metal work.
What were conditions like at Campbell Laird's in those days?
In many ways, primitive.
How do you mean?
Well, there was lots of all sorts of asbestos dust everywhere, but we took that in, as part of the job, sort of thing.
Was it hard work in those days?
Yes, fairly hard, yes.
Which, were you building any big names in the way of ships?
Ark Royal. Mauritania. Oh, I've forgotten her. Oh, very great names, you know.
Were people proud to be working on such ships?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just a job.
Well, did you get strikes in Campbell Laird's in those days?
Pardon?
Did you get any strikes in Campbell Laird's in those days?
Strikes. You got a few, you know. I didn't think more than anywhere else, you know.
How did you come to be in the Navy?
I was in the Naval Reserve.
Why did you join that?
Because I was the kind of the sea. I think if you live in here, I've always wanted to go to sea. It's kind of in the blood, I think.
How did you go about joining the RNVR?
Well, I knew several chaps that were in the RNVR, and it was just a case of going down with them.
Where was the depot for the RNVR?
Oh, not far away, in Birkenhead Docks, which wasn't very far from where I live.
Which year did you join them?
Oh, it should be, I would say, 1936 and 1937, I couldn't remember the year.
Was it easy to get in?
Well, you've got to have a medical and that sort of thing, and I had no problems getting in.
What type of things did you learn with them before the war?
The usual seamanship, all sorts of nothing, rowing and God knows what, and lectures of this, that and the other. And I went for 2 gunnery shoots with them on HMS Rodney, a battleship that was built in Campbell Laird's. And we had gunnery shoots with them. You know, with target practice and shit.
Did you think a war was coming?
Not at that time. Oh, no, not at that time, no. It's only later on, say the last year before I joined, there was something up.
What did you feel like when you heard Chamberlain declare war on Germany?
I was already in Egypt, on the Glorious, when the war, actually, when Chamberlain gave his speech. It's on a Sunday morning in Alexandria, in Egypt.
How did you feel about it?
I think we kind of got built up and we just accepted it. There was no feeling of elation or... I didn't think. It was a case of getting on with it.
Where had you joined the ship?
In Marseilles.
Can you tell me how you got to it?
Yes, we went over to France and joined a train there to Marseille, and then we went by cruiser. Was it the Shropshire? I think HMS Shropshire. We joined that and went to Alexandria in Egypt and joined the Glorious there.
Was this 39?
Yes.
What did you think of the ship when you first went aboard?
Well, I thought it was an old ship, if you know what I mean. That was a memory I did have of it, you know. I thought it was an old ship, but my impression, I thought not experienced impression, I didn't think.
Were you disappointed?
No, I wouldn't say disappointed is the word. Yeah, you accept it. I was interested in the flying aspect of it, you know. You know, it was something new. Flying on a ship, you know, that sort of thing.
What rank did you have at that time?
At that time, I was an AB.
What was your job aboard ship?
Oh, general duties. I helped the electricians. And it was through that I passed out as a torpedo man. Because I liked electrical things, so I was put with them, you know.
Did you like the work?
Yes.
What was your action station then?
Down below, in a dynamo room.
What happened to the ship after you joined it at Marseilles?
Where did we go?
Yes.
We went through the canal to, through the canal, across the Indian Ocean what do they call it now? Sri Lanka.
Ceylon,
yes. Went to Colombo there. And I think it was a force, it was part. We did one or two things which I forget now. But the first big call came when the Grass Bay was active. So when we went to Ceylon, it was all part of a plan, whichever way the Grass Bay went, if you know what I mean. So we came back from Ceylon. Where did we go then? Well, we came back to the Mediterranean, and then we came back to, from there we went in dry dock in Malta for a while, and then we got a call to get back to England, and then the Norwegian campaign was underway, so we made several trips to Norway and bombing and all that sort of thing, the aircraft, and eventually we run in to the Scharnhorst and the Nijs now, and that is where, through that, one of the battles that we went down, and two destroyers.
What do you remember about the attack on the ship by the German warships?
Well, we were hit, and I was told that the first salvo went through the flight deck. So whatever aircraft we had couldn't take off anyway. That was, you know, sometimes you get told things that, whether they're true, you have to take somebody's word for it. But I believe there wasn't many aircraft on the job. They'd already lost those.
Where were you when the attack took place?
In the dynamo room. And you're already battened down in there, like all departments are. And I don't know to this day who opened that. Well, the order had come to abandon the ship. But I don't know whether that door was supposed to be open. But somebody opened the door, and it's got to be open from the outside. So I don't know too much about that, but I know we got let out.
What could you hear when you're in the dynamo room?
Huge bang of the ship getting hit. You know, when it it echoes everywhere, doesn't it? Shell fire. The Scharnhorst is a good... You see, they could afford to get close to us without reply, because our guns were only 4.7s, and that was there. It's like a bloody water pistol in comparison to their guns. So we were hit repeatedly, and there was already a list, you know, on the ship.
Did you have any job to do whilst you were in the dynamo room? Were you doing any work whilst the attack took place?
No, it was only when they... you go down there and you just wait for orders, if there's any orders, you know. No, not actually work, it's a case of waiting. Whatever happens, you know.
How many of you were down there with you?
I would say about... Eight or ten, I can't remember. About 8 or 10, I think.
Who was in charge?
Oh, it'd be electrician, but I couldn't tell you who. I couldn't tell you what rank or anything. I haven't got a lot of memory of that. Keen, you know.
Was it frightening?
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't say that. That word crops, just apprehensive.
And then, do you remember being let out?
Yes, to a point. It was just a case of getting out and then make your way to God, I'm forgetting the names now. You know, up
hatch.
To get up the hatch up on the deck. But there was a lot of other people then when you got up, and they were all trying to... Naturally, a lot of people were getting up there, and I thought to myself, the shell fire, obviously, hitting the ship. And I just thought... I remember this thought I had. I think there was nobody going astern on this deck, where you come up astern. And I made my way along there on my own, while people were going... say, to the nearest hatchway, which would be about midships. I made my way, just worked, really, you know, although the ship was at a list. And I come up on the rear, you know, hatch, on the quarter deck, you know, right astern. And from there I could weigh the scene up. I could see the Scharnhorst and the Nine-O quite clearly. In the distance, but quite clearly.
What did they look
and just
like?
Flashing. Oh, you'd see full length, just the flashing, that would be the guns. And there was an action going on with one of the destroyers. It engaged one of the ships, and I was told later on, and through time, that she got a torpedo hit on I think it was the Scharnhorst. I wasn't sure which ship, but later on, I believe it was the Scharnhorst, and she got one torpedo hit, but in doing so, she was sunk herself. I couldn't see that from where I was, but I was told all this later on in time.
Were any instructions being given over the tannoy?
Not really. I've forgotten what was said. All that abandoned ship and all that sort of thing. But not really anything else. Well, they had to get up as well.
Could you see any damage or casualties once you got
I saw a few dead people, including a mate of mine, and all that was there was his head, and I could see him was quite clean, his head, but he only had like half a shoulder. He was on a gun, and it was a Liverpool lad, and all, funny enough. But there was lots of casualties about. I wanted to give one lad a... I remember this. He was by this Liverpool boy, and he was lying there, and he had both his legs off, you know, from the waist down. And I said to him, he was a Marine, and I said to him, I'll give you a hand to get overboard. He said, no. No, son, he said, leave me here. I'm not going home like this. And I said, well, come on. No, he said, no, I'm not going home like this. And that was the last I seen of him. There was a few other little things on the ship before I... Oh, geez, a lot of things I've forgotten now at the time. But I know there was a lot... When it was... I think it was one of the booms on the ship. When they released the boom, which is very heavy, there was a lot of other men in the water when it went down. Oh. And, of course, the sea was full of chaps jumping over the side. You know... That was terrific, that. Anyway, I could see a mate of mine, forget what part of the ship he was on, but another Birkenhead lad, a fellow named Johnny McGettrick. We called him Honk McGettrick. That was because I knew him when he was when we was going to school. We went over the side together. Well, there was no boats or anything. It was gone, or they were gone. What boats got off? There wasn't many boats. I don't think there was any boats. I never saw anybody. There was plenty of rafts, but the rafts were in the distance. They must have got away earlier than what we did. And it was a case of when you jumped overboard. I could see, we swam for a while. He was a first swimmer, this Hank McGettrick. And we could see a raft in the distance. And when you're going up, you know, when you're going down, you don't see it for a while on account of, you know, the wave. But we eventually made that raft after quite a swim. But halfway to the raft, there was all sorts of ammunition of various sizes in the water all round us. The sea was plenty of men in the water. Any of, you know, as far as I could see, like trying to make somewhere to get hold of, you know. And anyway, there was all sorts of this arms fire or whatever it was, and it was shooting in the water, you know, that's ammunition of some description. And they were all round us, like touching paths, you know, just going all round us. And then, all of a sudden, this lad, this Hank McGetsy, who was with me, every now and again, I used to just turn round and say, "Are you all right, Hank?" And he'd show, "Yes, right, Bill, I'm right there." And then after a while of saying that, times I said that, next minute he wasn't there. And I moved around and had a look, and he just wasn't there. And so I assumed then that he must have been hit by this fire that was going on, because it was all just missing me. I'm just lucky, I just sailed through it and I wasn't hit, but I'm sure he was, you know. So I looked around for him a bit, no sign of him, and I just focused on where I tried, but I found that I could see the raft, one raft in the area, and I put my mind to that. And I eventually find it. So I hung on, just on a rope. You know a collie float?
Can you describe it?
It's like a big raft about from here to the window, say. Oval shaped. About that, ropes all round. About a foot wide, foot to 15 inches. And there was all sorts of chaps on there. And finally I got a place on the raft. I was inside standing up for ages. And eventually they made room by some people dying. And I eventually got me place on the sitting on the side of the raft. You're in the water on it, you know, you're in the actual water. You're standing on a board that's underneath, so you're up to your waist in the water. And eventually, we were 3 days on that raft there.
Why was it difficult to get onto the Carly raft?
Oh, Christ, yeah. Yes, it was very difficult. Eventually we were hauled in, and we had to stand up in the middle of the raft, you see. Where you're on a board, and there's a gang standing up, and the rest are round the raft. You know, when you're in the middle, you more or less have to wait for somebody to die, sit down on the raft, you know.
How cold was the water?
Oh, well, as I say, the article, I was told if you're in the water, you get 2 hours to live.
Did it feel cold?
It was cold, all right. I couldn't. I haven't got a memory of how I felt and whether it was cold. No, really, I haven't got a memory of that. I only had a boiler suit on and a singlet. I'd already had. I threw me whatever I had on my feet off. You don't go over the side in what do we call sea boots, you know. You do. You never come up if you did.
Were you a good swimmer?
Oh, yes. I could always swim. I used to swim in Burtonhead Docks when I was a very young kid. There's no bottom on that. No bottom in the docks. So, it helped me. We played hard in those days. Well, everybody did. And I've no doubt that experience as a child helped me. No doubt about that.
Had you had much to eat and drink before you went on?
Nothing. Very little.
Had you not had some lunch?
Well, we were due for it, you know, when we went over the side. We'd had a dinner that day. But I think we were due for our tea, if you know what I mean.
What had you had for dinner?
Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember things like that.
Did you know anybody in your Carly float?
I didn't know the names. Can't remember the names. There was no need of chaps. There was about 20 fellows from Burton Head who were in the Naval Reserve who joined the Glorious with me, but I never seen any of those chaps. None of them survived anyway, but I never saw them on the raft. There was no friends of mine on the raft.
But you knew some by sight, did you?
Not on my raft. The chaps, certain chaps on the raft, but they didn't work with me. No, I had no friends at all. Except the only friend I had was the chap who died in the water when we were swimming together. He was a good swimmer.
Were there any officers in the raft?
There was a few. I didn't know them. But they died. They were all elderly, what I could see of. And they didn't last long. There were 6 Maltese, and they didn't last less than an hour. Maltese chap who worked for the Nappy, you know, and all that sort of thing.
Did anybody have any food or drink?
No, there was nothing to eat. No water either. That's when the trouble started. When people start to drink salt water. It's very nice. It tastes good, the salt water. You know, when you're dying of thirst. But that's when the trouble starts. When people start drinking salt water. Some of them go off their head now.
You mean they're going mad?
Really, yeah. Trying to walk on the water, or, you know, seeing things. You know, several people jumped or thought they saw something, you know. Friends of theirs. Oh, yeah.
Did you drink any yourself?
No. I wet my lips. You know, wet how I did that. Just, and you might have got a little dabble, but it never affected me in any way. It's lovely clear water now.
Did anybody attempt to catch any animals or fish?
Fish, yes, well, we all did. I did. There was one. Oh, no, this is later on. We were surrounded by fish. I don't know what they were, but I don't know whether they were cod. But they were about 3 foot long. Between 2 and 3 foot. I would say. We were piled in them. I suppose they were waiting for us. But nothing big. We were surrounded, not surrounded, but on one side there was, when there was about just the 3 of us left, in about 12 hours, there was only 3 men left.